This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. With the exception of advice that he lose some weight, U.S. President Donald Trump's second annual physical exam has produced a clean bill of health for the 72-year-old chief executive. VOA's Steve Herman has a report.
The president's physician, Sean Conley, says 11 different board-certified specialists examined Trump, who did not undergo any procedures requiring sedation or anesthesia. Conley says full medical reports and recommendations are still being finalized, but Trump is in very good health, and he anticipates he will remain so for the duration of his presidency and beyond. Eyebrows were raised last year when Trump's doctor at the time, Ronnie Jackson, declared the president in excellent health and said he had told the president he might live to be 200 years old if he would just eat healthier foods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Time is running out for President Trump and congressional lawmakers to compromise on a border security deal that would prevent another partial government shutdown next Friday. Mr. Trump is still insisting on $5.7 billion in funding for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. A bipartisan House-Senate committee is expected to present a compromise proposal next week. The question is, will the president sign it? What has he said lately? Quote, "I keep hearing the words that we'll give you what you want, but we're not going to give you a wall. The problem is, if they don't give us a wall, it doesn't work," unquote. Thailand's king has ended the plans of his older sister to be a candidate for prime minister. The Thai Raksachart Party had announced that Princess Ubolratana, who is 67, would be the party's nominee in the March 24th election. But the king said his sister's candidacy was highly inappropriate and violated Thailand's tradition and national culture. For all the day's news, you can log on to voanews.com online. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has missed a deadline to announce if it intends to impose further sanctions on Saudi Arabia for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Senate had directed President Trump to determine who is responsible for the death of Khashoggi by yesterday. Khashoggi was killed by Saudi agents in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, in October. Meanwhile, the fiancé of Jamal Khashoggi has released the journalist's memoirs. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has a report.
Hatice Cengiz has documented the legacy of her partner, the Washington Post columnist killed inside the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul by Saudi operatives last October. The book's release comes a day after a report by the New York Times claimed that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had told an aide he planned to use a bullet on Khashoggi, a critic of the prince, in 2017 if the journalist did not return to his homeland and halt his activism. That report also came the same day as the UN said its own evidence pointed to a murder perpetrated by Saudi officials. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan has said the killing was ordered at the highest level of Saudi leadership. But Riyadh continues to reject accusations that the Crown Prince was involved.
That was Lauren Anthony of Reuters. The International Committee of the Red Cross says the Iraqi government faces enormous challenges, not only in rebuilding its war-battered country, but also regaining the trust of its people. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Iraq's big urban battles are at an end, but the ferocity of fighting in places such as Fallujah and Mosul have resulted in a level of destruction and mass suffering that will be hard to repair. The International Committee of the Red Cross reports 1.8 million people remain displaced within Iraq, more than a year after the end of major combat operations, with nearly one in three still living in camps.
That was VOA's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. Lawmakers in the state of Washington are considering a bill that would prohibit parents from claiming personal or philosophical exemptions to prevent their children from getting vaccinated against measles. This as the state grapples with an outbreak of the disease. Health officials have reported at least 52 known cases of measles in Washington and four cases in neighboring Oregon. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa took full advantage of his captive national audience as he made his second annual address as president before Parliament in Cape Town. His wide-ranging two-hour State of the Nation speech spans so many topics in such minute detail that one local media outlet tried to boil it down to just the major points and ended up with 17 of them. Gene Randall, VOA News.